Time for our Pawnee City Coaches Show. Coach Scott Brumbaugh joins us here this week as the Pawnee City Indians get ready for playoff action. Coach, congratulations. Qualifying for the playoffs again. We get down to these teams in the classes where you only get 16 teams in. It's a treat. It's nice to be able to make it. Say the kids had a pretty good year to get there. It's always nice to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's very special, and we talk about that with our group every year. You know how, you know, you get down here, and we've kind of come expect it the last couple of years, but it does truly take a lot of work and you know, luck, I guess, sometimes to get there, because there was a very long period of time where, you know, this never happened for us. So to be back in them again is truly a joy, and you know, hopefully these kids, you know, we can make some memories with this.
You said one of those four-letter words, luck. You really haven't been very lucky this year overall for your squad. I mean, you had some tough goes this year, and things just times haven't went your way with injuries, this or that. It's been a tough year.
Yeah, you know, we've probably had more kids banged up and injured this year than we have in the last four combined. You know, we've had some unlucky breaks during the games, and but, you know, like we tell the kids, you got to play hard and kind of create your own luck, too. And I don't know if we've always done that either. So, you know, it's just one of those years. You have them every now and then. You know, every year can't just be easy sailing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the kids have truly battled through what they've had, you know, to get where they're at. And, you know, you know, we talk about all the time their character and how they just keep fighting all the time. So, you know, that's a blessing, and that's definitely the kind of attitude you want with a group moving on into the playoffs.
Well, last week wasn't a good week. Number one, Red Cloud, 61-0 the score. Now your kids went in there, again, kind of beat up in that game against number one team in the state, supposedly, at least according to the rankings. Just a tough night, sounds like.
Yeah, you know, we knew it was going to be an uphill battle with some of our young bodies that were out on the field, but even if, you know, it was going to be a tough battle for us, even if we were fully healthy. But, you know, I would have liked to think that, you know, the outcome would have been a little bit, you know, better in our favor, but you just never know in games like that. You know, it's kind of been the same thing it's been all year for us. You know, we've kind of been very blessed the last couple of years to be able to go out and win all our regular season games. And, you know, in the year you're not quite as strong as normal. You know, everybody likes to take their shots at you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's definitely what we're getting. We're getting everybody's best shot. I mean, you know, Red Cloud came in here and you know, we've kind of been pretty fortunate the last couple of years to win that game with them. And so they were out for blood. And, you know, they played extremely hard and they were extremely physical and they weren't taking any plays off. You know, they wanted to show that they were definitely the better team.
All right, so playoff football this week for your squad. Unfortunately, you guys have, over the last few years, have become very adept at traveling. And, boy, I mean, you went to Arthur, what, once or twice, I think? Now you got to go to
twice.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah.
How could I possibly forget that, right? Dalton is the site this week against Layton. It's another 400-plus mile trip one way. You got to get the kids ready for that on Friday, hopefully Thursday and Friday, I hope.
Yeah, you know, luckily for us, I guess we've kind of got that formula built, I guess, or we just pulled out the old files of a couple years ago when we started down that path. And, you know, we're just going to try to duplicate all the luck we had that year and that trip. You know, we went out to Potter to start things, and, you know, so we're going to kind of try to do what we did that year as far as going out and staying in Sydney and getting ready for a ball game the next day and then see what happens. So, you know, we had definitely things kind of stars, I guess, aligned for us that year. And hopefully we can get a little bit of that again with this big long road trip.
Mm-hmm. Layton, no doubt a good team, 7-1, ranked number 9. It'll be an interesting game because the styles don't exactly match up from what you tell me.
No, you know, they're fast, very aggressive and fast, like to throw the ball all around. Maybe not quite as physical as some of the teams we've seen back here. And, you know, we're just the opposite of that. We're not as fast. we can definitely get physical when we want to play football, and you know, we're not throwing the ball around. So yeah, we are totally two opposite teams. So it'd be interesting to see how the night goes.
And again, you go out there and you get in the Mountain Time Zone. You play in the afternoon. I mean, it doesn't bother the kids. Probably they're used to practice in the afternoon, so an afternoon game really has not much effect on kids, probably.
You know, it used to. We used to really struggle with not being under the Friday night lights, mm-hmm. but you know, the year we got in the playoffs, we started to adapt to that, and you know, all our games were afternoon games, and just the last couple of years, it's been better. We, you know, Lewiston's always got an afternoon game. You know, when we're at Parkview, mm-hmm. it's always an afternoon game. And even for ourselves, the last couple with officials, you know, need
right.
to be in double places. You know, it seems like we always get an afternoon game somewhere along the year. So we've kind of adapted to that afternoon style of football a little bit better. And it won't be as bad as early in the year when it's, you know, 100 degrees and the blazing heat of the afternoon. So I don't think we have to worry about the heat being a problem on Friday.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. I'll give you a couple days here to fluff up that pillow for the bus ride, and hopefully you can come home with a win and we can do this back again next week if you can find your way home.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's our Pawnee City Coaches Show for this week.